Well, let me just go straight to the point. The thing is, yes, he has tried for the school for some time, yes, because his time in office and the things he has done for the school, yes, is really nice, and we applaud him for that. But that doesn't mean he should just go about infringing on people's rights just because of what? Because he's the VC. No, we don't do that. And even when the thing happened, when the demonstration happened, instead of them to think about we, the students, our welfare, they were rather thinking about the damages that we've caused to the school. And the best thing they could do is just close down the school and give us some duration to come back to school without resolving the problem. No. We want the solution, the problem to be solved. We don't need the school to reopen whilst we are still in the same condition. And what even annoys me most is I heard this lecturers going for demonstration, or people in Kumasi or something like that are also going for demonstration because they don't want the VC to go. I just don't get, like, I don't get the whole story. Honestly, I'm really sad. That's the truth. I don't know where Kanye West is going now. I honestly don't know. Because just imagine, people are crying and talking about their plight. And instead of people to listen, we have leaders in this community. Should I say community? Or we have leaders in the country who are supposed to do something about the situation, but they are rather doing nothing about it. And they are going in circles about the whole issue. How is that going to help us? No, seriously, I don't get it. I prefer they should rather listen to the student, their plight, and do something about it instead of just sitting there and just winding up. That's it. That's what I can say. When the VC came in power, I was on campus. That time I was in my final year, and I can attest to it that he did something. Yeah, there were no two ways about it. He did something because he wall in the whole school and also building some things. And and from what he was doing, I was even expecting him to build more halls for the students. You claim we don't have more female students, and you want more female students in Kwame Nkrumah. Yes, nobody is disputing that fact. But what do you do as a leader? As a leader, you have to rather build more infrastructures that will accommodate such people. But you don't instead go about turning single halls to mix. And what purpose will it serve? Again, I don't really get it. What purpose would that serve? Because we are still having problems of over crowdedness. Because the halls, most of the students, if all of us, all first years, are to go to the halls, do you think the hall can really accommodate all the students? No. The problem here is to solve accommodation issue, not to solve how many gender issue. No, how many girls, how many boys. If you want to add more females to the guys, you add making single schools a mixed school doesn't solve anything. I just don't get it. You just have to solve, you just have to build more infrastructures so that they can accommodate such people. Come, we have land, so land there, it will be power. We have so many, and I don't know what they are using it for, whether for decoration or for what, because there are so many lands in Kumasi, or should I say Tech, to be specific, and we are not using the lands for anything. I don't know what they want to use the lands for. Instead of them to build on the lands and utilize the land, they are rather just doing things that are not on that are not necessary. And it's not helping. Actually, it's been a while since I went on campus. And when I got to campus, I learned we are supposed to slot in a card at the entrance of every hall before you can enter. Like, for real. So if my mom comes to the hall to visit me and she doesn't have that card, she can't enter. Is that what you're saying? No, she can't enter. She has come all the way from Borga, or should I say Takoradi, just to visit her daughter or her son, and just for her to sit outside. It's a university, not SHS. or should I say primary, that you are monitored. Yes, we know the school is responsible for the student welfare, but hey, that doesn't mean that every welfare or every aspect of it. Because university, when you come to university, there are a lot of people there. There are mothers, there are old women and old men there. So you can't tell me that you are going to make decisions for them. No, you can't do that. Because as a good leader, when you're making a decision, you have to make a decision that will benefit everybody, not benefit some and leave others. No, school when you're a bit more school and a bit more sharp. And a Binumba school. And the unfortunate thing is, Kumas, we don't have a sea there. So some coming toward the sea is not going to even happen. They have to do the right thing, not what they think is the right thing. No, we don't do it that way. And when students are talking about their issues, the best thing he could do is bring in militaries and should I say, I don't know, soldiers or whatever, just to come and shoot guns and everything, like for real, warning shot or what? It is how so-called warning shots the students started it. Is that the best excuse he would have given? No, we don't do it that way. Because since my 4 years in Kumasi or King West, I've not really heard Kumasi going on demonstration or something. So if they are really doing this, then meaning they are really going through a lot. So people should rather think and reason with them and do something about their issues rather than just thinking that the students are stubborn and then. Like, no. We are all humans. We are all humans and we have issues which need to be addressed. I really think they should do something. If the VC is not going to step down, he should do something. They should try and let him know that he should do something. He should do the right thing, not what he feels is the right thing. No. After all, one man's meat is another man's poison. And yes, he can't make decision that everybody will like. But at least most of the students should like the decision. Not all, but at least most. Well, the demonstration wasn't peaceful as they claim, because destroying of school properties and cars and personal items, that was just below the belt. They just hit below the belt. It was too much. But still, I agree with them in some way, because this situation is not an issue that just West will just move something, will make them hear their voice. The authorities will hear their voice. No. You know, because I learned the SRC president really held a meeting and talked about this issue, some of the issues that the students are faced with, and still nothing was done about it. So the best thing is what they did, because Ghana, to be precise, trust me, words don't move mountains, it's actions. So that's what they did. Though it was too much, but sometimes if persuasion fails, force is to be applied. You know, and with their intention, they were going as peaceful demonstration, but it's later on ended up to something else. You know, and to the question you asked, if the authorities will take, yes, they will take it, because this issue has circulated to every place, not only in Ghana and beyond. Everybody have heard about this, and I think this issue is still being addressed, not just within KUST, but it's the presidency is involved, and he has even asked them to resume school, because students are being affected, especially the final years. They'll be affected very seriously, and lecturers are going on demonstration because of they appointed the SRC president to be one of the committees or whatever. And it's funny, look, Ghana now, we need a lot of lectures, and employment is an issue in Ghana. And when you've been out of here, they say you are just going to just sit and just say anything you feel like. They should sit and not come to lecture the students. We have a lot of lecturers or teachers who are ready to come and lecture if they think they won't. But in situations like this, their voice should be heard, and the authorities should listen to them. They have to do something about it. And I think this demonstration, they are really going to do something. Even if they are not going to solve anything, at least something will be done. That's what I believe. Even if not everything, something will be done, because the voices of the students have been heard. That's what I know. And I believe something will really be done about this. And it should be. Because if they don't do anything about this, it's just that my concern is that when the issue happened, instead of leaders of the country should think about the problems at hand, they were rather thinking about the properties that have been destroyed in the school. That's what I don't even get it. But hey, we are all hoping for the best. Let's just pray and hope that things will be resolved so that everybody will win. That's it.